You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We live right now, 900 AM WRD, 96.1 Word Radio. You know how we come in each and every morning with a jam-packed show for you. Yes, you. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. You can join in on the conversation always. We want you to engage with us. 215-634-8065. Toll free, 1-866-361-0900. Today is Friday, December the 6th, the first Friday of the month, man. Kicking a month, the last month of the year off the right way, celebrating Philadelphia's very own, you know, someone who's putting back into our youth, making sure when we talk about sustainable futures, we talk about the next future for our students and what does that look like. We have somebody on the line, you know, who's doing the work in the city of Philadelphia. They call him the dope teacher. I feel like I want to introduce you as the dope teacher, but we got Evan
Yes.
Jarrett on the line, aka the dope teacher, who is a building trade instructor for the city of Philadelphia. I would definitely say for the school district of Philadelphia, but specifically in Mayfair. Good morning. Do you want me to call you the dope teacher? Because I have no problem calling you the dope
Yes,
teacher.
ma'am.
Good morning, dope teacher. Welcome to WRD Eco Word. How you feeling? How you feeling? How's everything?
Listen, I'm up. I'm blessed. I get to live in my purpose. I'm ready to do it.
Yes, man. Please introduce yourself and let the people know exactly who we're listening to.
Mr. Jarrett, aka the Dope Teacher. I've been teaching here at Mayfair now. This is my 5th year at Mayfair. My thing is, I found my passion and I'm living my passion, living my purpose, and I just want to spread it. Because what happens is, one thing about the trades, it can change lives. It's a game changer. And we're taking too long to expose the kids. So, like, besides my program, we pay it forward. We go to other programs around the city of Philadelphia trying to expose the kids to the trades to get them started so they can have options, trying to create options out there.
And you know, one thing that I love about what you all are doing it, you know, as far as I would say expanding the idea of getting involved in trade, you're also thinking about the future, right? You're attaching the renewable, sustainable energy portion on there, teaching them about what it looks like to, you know, save money by going green, right? But at the same time, just teaching them how to get involved and how to do it themselves. But before we get into the students, I want to ask you, you know, how did you get into that? Like, how did you get into trades? How did you get into renewable, sustainable energy yourself?
All right, how I got into the trades has always been in my family, but I, like, as a kid, I tried to run away from it. I didn't want to work. I wanted to go to college. And then what happened was, while I was in college, I was working with a contractor in Chestnut Hill, and he gave me a raise 1 year. And with that raise, I was able to get a truck, got an apartment, and I didn't go back to school. My parents thought I was at school, and I was out in the field working. I fell in love with it. And the thing about the trades, you get what you put in. If you put into it, you can expect a lot out of it. If you don't do it, you're not getting anything out of it. Let's fast forward. So I got into the trades, started teaching at schools, and this is something that I love. All right, we had here at Mayfair, we started off, when I got this room right here, it was nothing but four walls. And we, my students and myself, we built the best program in the city of Philadelphia. And I felt like I always wanted to challenge myself. So what happened was, there was a high school that had a solar program, which is now closed. And I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to jump in with my students and do it, to show that it does work, because they've been putting this all over the place, but it hasn't fallen. But here, the kids love it. They jumping in and they eating this up. Like, we got a miniature roof inside my classroom. Then we have a big solar training roof outside, and we're doing it. I got fifth graders, 5th through 8th graders doing this, and it's been a game changer for us.
And you know, getting into solar, like you said, it can be complex. It's not something that students want to get into, specifically in the middle school, you know, age range, because that's where you're teaching that in middle school. This is something, you know, that is not happening across the I would say
You're the
the
only one in the country
country.
with it. Only
Yeah,
one in the country
exactly.
with this.
Exactly. So, you know, when you think about presenting a topic like renewable and solar energy to middle schoolers, how did that conversation come about 5 years ago?
Well, no, what happened was, they brought a trades program here, and this our solar program, this is only the first year. We did a summer program, because what happened was, I said, you know what, this high school is losing a program, let me get it and run with it. And it's been a game changer since, because I know, like, between me and my students, I have the relationships built with my students where it's not like they love the trades here. So I said, okay, they love it so much, let's go green, let's see what they like with this. And what happens is, it's the way you present it, because some things, it can become dry, boring, but if you present it a certain way and keep it hands-on, the kids will love it. They love it. Like for me, my classroom, I try to do the opposite of what the other classrooms are doing. Like we don't do computers in my room. I want moving music blasted. You'll think you're at a party somewhere, and the kids are working. Kids are working. And look, I'm the only person that goes live during my classroom. Who got the wall?
So just even, working with the school district of Philadelphia, working with your school at Mayfair, how do you get them to understand meeting the students where they at? Because that's pretty much what you're doing. You're meeting the students where they're at, so it can become more relatable and they can be more interested in what you got going on. So how do you make sure that the district, as well as the school that you're at, as far as Mayfair, is on the same page as you?
I think the result speaks for itself. I
Okay.
let my results and what
Talk
I do,
heavy.
because what happens is I can tell you till you're blue in the face. I'm gonna have kids doing plumbing and all this, but you got to actually see it. So my thing is, I'll be honest. I ask for forgiveness. I don't ask for permission. But what happens is once you see that the kids are engaged doing what they're doing, because if I tell you I got fourth graders using a miter saw, you would never believe me. Oh, you can't do that, Jared. Oh no, but we're doing it. So it's just like some people need to visually see it. So don't shoot down my dream until you see it and tell me it can't work. Stop telling me everything that can go wrong, but what about if it doesn't go wrong, and what about if we can do it?
So how do you get the kids, to also be excited about the work, because like you said, it can be dry, it can be boring, but how do you get them to continue to be excited about the work? Because once they learn how to do something nowadays, like, oh, I know how to do that, I don't want to keep doing that. Like,
I
how
know
do you get them
you
excited about the
gotta
work?
keep them on their toes, and like in my classroom, I treat it like a job site. I'm hollering. If the music blasted, I mean, but the thing is, I have those relationships and the kids know. And then we have the podcast as well, where we can actually bring in industry professionals so they can make those connections to see, like, I'm just not the type of teacher that's going to stand in front of you and lecture. There's no teaching in my classroom. Everything is pre-recorded. You watch it at home, get it done. And my classroom is strictly hands-on if your homework is done. So it's the way you teach it. And what happened was, I think, with education during COVID, we was trying to figure out different ways we can teach. And now that we hitting that curve, everybody's going back to the old. No, you got to still try to reinvent yourself. And that's what I do. My program is not stale. We want to progress every year, and that's what I'm doing.
For sure. And I kind of want to jump a little further into the conversation, when it comes down to just the understanding of like renewable energy and sustainable energy, right? Because a city like Philadelphia, we face a lot of environmental challenges, right? We are dealing with a lot of environmental injustice issues. So I wanted to ask how do you see like trades like getting into renewable energy and solar energy actually going to help people as far as your students along the way in their future? Like, how do you see this actually helping them?
I mean, it's a lot more jobs and creates a lot more options. Like the thing is, when they graduate from me, the whole thing is trying to create options. I want them to have options when they graduate. They're just not stuck doing something. Like, I just want to create options. So, like, what happens is that if there's a high school program or something they want to do or a path they want to go down, I try to expose them to it. And this right here is a game changer because you got the Philadelphia Energy Authority, you got solar states. That's more options that's created for my students.
And then, when it comes down to even blending the different plumbing, I'm sorry, the different trades such as plumbing, such as electrician, such as, renewable energy, how do you make sure they all correlate so people can know that you can do more skills at one time? You don't have to just focus on one thing.
Oh, I tell them that when we start. But when we start, like we do plumbing, electrical, masonry, and carpentry in here, and then we do the solar. So sometimes a quarter, I may just focus in on plumbing. And they can learn about all the different careers. We have guest speakers about plumbing coming in. So they're exposed to everything in my classroom.
And when you link it all together as far as like what's happening inside the classroom and what's going on outside the classroom in the city in their homes, how do you feel like these trades are like actually helping them
They can
outside the
actually, like
classroom?
the stuff that we do in my classroom, it's like common repairs that can probably be done at home. And so when they go home and like there's a leak, they can fix the leak. Or if there's something they got to do, they can fix it. They come back in, Mr. Jared, I fixed this at home. So you try to tie it into like real world where stuff that you could actually fix at home.
And the challenges that it comes down to when it comes down to funding something like this, how are you? I like that your eyes blew up. That's why I wanted to ask these questions. The people listening right now, right? This is the holiday season. They might be in a given spirit.
It's rough.
When it comes down to the financing and funding something like this, because this is an important project, but it's not free, and you're teaching what I would say 25 to 30 students per class, right?
No, well, my class is actually broken down to 15. I get half the class because of safety. You want to keep the class small. So like half my class is small and it's 15 at a time, and then I get the other half for the second quarter. But It's rough. It's rough. Funding is.
Okay.
Listen, 2 years ago, I spent $7,000 out of my own pocket for this program. It's just like I like to get stuff done. I like to get it done because, like, I have the kids in front of me, so I can't wait. I can't sit in front of the kids and say I don't have. It got to get done because, like, we got one shot at this. Like, this is education. You got one shot to make an imprint on these students, and I only have them in front of me for 10 weeks. So I'm trying to do most I can with that 10 weeks that I got.
And does this actually help them to want to go out and pursue jobs? I know you said like they can go home and fix things around the house and things like that, but as far as like even just helping themselves financially, does this actually help them want to go out and pursue jobs and create their own entrepreneur goals around what they're learning inside your classroom? Because I believe that especially with solar and just renewable energy going green in general, like there's so much money to be made in that sector right now.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. I'm gonna say hell yeah. Thing is, like, we have a summer program. I let for years I had I'm only allowed 15 kids, but I always get almost 200 kids that sign up. So that's difficult. Like, the kids actually want to do this. They actually want to go to CTE high schools because I'm middle school. They actually want to pursue this in high school and even more. But things happen because we have what is called the lottery in the city of Philadelphia. So my kids, they're not getting into these CTE high schools that they want to go to.
And you say CTE like everyone knows it.
Oh, I'm
Help us
sorry.
a little bit. When we talk about CTE, what is that about and why
Career.
is
Yeah, career and technical education. So what happens is students are allowed to earn industry certifications while they're still in school. So my kids right here near our middle school, they're actually earning high school certifications before they get to high school. So when they get to high school, they're ahead of their classmates because they have these same certifications that you won't get until 12th grade. They're earning them in 7th and 8th grade.
And that's amazing. And that happens to be accepted to any school around the district.
Yeah, well, you can actually use that towards graduation because these are nationally recognized certifications that the students are earning. So, like
Fire.
NCCR, HBI, OSHA, they're earning this in high school, I mean, middle school.
Awesome. And these schools that are in the city of Philadelphia are equipped to handle these students who are preparing themselves for these industries in middle school. You know what I mean?
Because, like I
Picture a
said,
13-year-old pulling up in 10th grade, like, nah, I did that already.
that's what's happening now because I have a couple young ladies that left me. They had their certs already, and like now the teachers, you got to teach because we did that already. You now harder on y'all.
So how did that, and that, I mean, this is just your opinion, but like, how does the district kind of keep up with these fast growing, I would say special schools? Like, what would you call it? Special programs? Like, how do you, I don't want to say label it, but what would you call it?
Well, you got what happens is like for my classroom, you have students that take my classroom. I just not try to expose them to the trades. I just try to expose them to CTE overall. So you have engineering, you have childcare, you have building trades, you have plumbing, you have electrical, and these programs are all over the city of Philadelphia. So if a student wants to go to a particular program, they can apply and hopefully they can get in and they can start working on like a career path instead of the college path. So they
Okay.
can start earning money right out of high school versus going to college. That might not work out. Then try to pick up a trade. You can earn these same certifications and get a job right out of high school.
And they understand this specifically by starting in this career project trajectory as far as joining these programs. That's awesome. That's awesome. And if you don't mind, we got about 5 minutes left, but how can people find more information about these CTE programs?
Listen, go to the Phila SD, look up the CTE, all the programs and where they're located all over the district. You could pick a high school. I definitely want to get more students to go to CTE track. Also, we do a program. I do a program at Wagner Middle School on Saturdays. If you're interested in there, you can follow me on Instagram, Mr. Jarrett underscore construction tech, or you could just look up dope teacher, or you could go to Mr. Jarrett. Construction.com, and all my information is right there.
For sure. And I just want to get back into the conversation because the work that you're doing is amazing. And you just said that you spent your first summer after you picked up, the program once it was lost from another school. So can you just talk about the summer? How was that program throughout the summer? And we had a heat wave this summer and you had them students out there still building
Oh, here they go. He was there. He had to get there
and
6 o'clock. Six
getting up.
o'clock. I put him to work.
Put them to work. So talk to me a little bit about that summer program. Why was that summer pro Well, since you're here as a student, talk to me a little bit about the summer program. Why was that summer program so important and why did you feel like you needed to join it?
Most I feel like most kids mostly join for the money, but most of us also join because we want to like pursue these type of things and trades in the future. So the
Awesome.
school program and the summer program in general, like it can make you more advanced, not just by being in his class, but if you've been in his class before, I mean, the summer program could help you even more, like even a better understanding. Or like I said, or like how he was saying, it can help you in the future. Even like if you don't do these trades, you can do it like at home, or like if you gotta fix something, or if you wanna make, let's say carpentry, if you wanna make like your own like design and stuff, you can do that. And I think
Awesome.
the summer program is just a little bit more of Mr. Jared's class. That's it.
It's intense.
That's
It's more intense.
it.
It's more intense.
Yes, he's very serious about it.
He's very, as he should be, because he's helping you all, like you said, make money, right? You said that was one thing that you all loved about it was making money. And Mr. Jared, to get you back into the conversation, about the summer program, some of the skills that they learned. Can you talk us about some of the skills that they learned?
First, we start off with safety, because safety is the most important thing. Then we actually go off into plumbing, electrical. Like this year, I had the kids climbing up 40-foot ladders, touching the top of the school, coming down, put the safety harness on. We actually had to build our training roof, our solar training roof outside. Put them in real world situations, because that's the most important thing. So they know they can apply what they learn in the classroom, because if you can't apply it outside in the real world, what's the point?
And I want to ask you, because you're still here, how was it building that junior solar roof? Going and learning a little bit more about solar panels and then actually building one yourself. Like, how was that?
I feel like since it's like a group of us, I feel like it teaches us like about teamwork, but
Awesome.
overall it teaches us how to like do more things, and it makes you more like it makes you gain more confidence, 'cause you can be like, "Oh, I did this." And not just be like, "Oh, y'all did that." Like
You was a part of something. That's what it's all about. Definitely feeling like you're a part of something. And Mr. Jerry, you do that every day in the classroom. And I want to ask this last question. When it comes down to, like she said, the teamwork, the camaraderie, and then I'm actually learning something, right? Right now in the city of Philadelphia, we're pushing for a greener, safer Philadelphia. We're pushing for, people to go into that space of cleaner, renewable energy. So, as far as just being a teacher now who has that ear to the students, how are you making sure that message gets pushed more?
Well, that's what we talk about. And that's why we push it with the podcast, so everybody can see what we're actually doing. And that's why I post a lot, so everybody can see what we're doing. Because it's different if I say we're doing it, but you need to actually visually see. And then hopefully that can be the game changer. Because what happens is a lot of people, I mean, nobody posts as much as me, but you can actually see these little kids, well, see my students up on the roof installing, working safely, installing solar modules up on the roof. And they can actually see, like, our podcast was fully, it's run off solar. There's no
Beautiful.
electricity being used, and we charge it up using solar panels.
That's beautiful. And you being a part of the podcast, knowing that it's being ran by solar, knowing that you're doing something different, how does it feel to put your voice out there and be able to connect with different industry leaders?
That's
I'm
you.
talking to you.
Oh,
I was asking, being a part of the podcast, how does it feel to connect with different industry leaders, knowing that you're doing something different using solar panels and different renewable energy to help power your podcast?
For because we like many people come here, and each of them do like different things, but for the ones that do what we do in Mr. Jared's room, I feel like I can relate to them, or
Awesome.
even like have talks with them after. But for the other ones that don't do anything related to this, I feel like they could still like make us have an idea of what else we could do other than what we do in here.
Inspiration, Mr. Jared, coming straight from one of your students, man. You're doing the right thing.
I appreciate
You're aligning, you know what I'm saying? You're aligning our next generation of superstars, I would definitely say, in many different fields. Again, can you please tell us how we can find more information, stay locked, how we can support you? I don't know if you got a donation tab or whatever, but again, it's a season of giving. You never know, they might help you with these
There you
students.
go, the easiest way. You can call me at 215-516-9932. 215-516-9932.
Straight like that, man. Give him a
Like
call.
that.
I appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday. Thank you for joining us here on WRD Eagle Word. Thank you for the work again that you're doing with our students, our youth here in the city of Philadelphia. I hope you have a great holiday season, and I definitely want to stay connected in the season of 2025.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
No doubt. Peace. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Man, it's your girl POC. Eco Word, Eco Word, Eco Word.